Got anything? Did Bhagavatam text? Pues ayúdalo algo que tiene la espalda mala. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 2, Remembrance of Lord Krishna. I believe it's text 13. Oh, I see. So the text 13, anyway, póngalo. 13 is not on the board. We have 12, so we will read 12 again. There's no harm, so we can all invoke the blessings of Srimad Bhagavatam and auspiciousness by reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And we will speak. We will also read 13 and speak on 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yat Martya Lila Upayikam Swayoga Maya Balam Darshayata Grihitam Vismapanam Swasya cha shobhagaridhe param padam bhushana bhushana angam yanmartya lila upayikam swayoga yanmartya lila upayikam swayoga Maya Balam Darshayata Grihitam Maya Balam Darshayata Grihitam Vismapanam Swasya Chaso Bagarde Vismapanam Swasya Chaso Bagarde Param padam bhushana bhushanangam Param padam bhushana bhushanangam Yon martya lila upayikam swayoga Maya balam darshayata grahitam Vismapanam swasya cha saubhagarde Parampadam bhushana bhushanangam
Vismapanam swasya cha sobhagarde
Yanmartya lila upayikam swayoga
Maya balam darshayata
grihitam Yanmartya lila upayikam swayoga Bhushana, Bhushana. Mothers. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Yat, his eternal form which Martya, mortal world, Lila Upayikam, just suitable for the pastimes, Swayoga Maya Balam, potency of the internal energy, Darshayata, for manifestation, Grahitam, discovered, Bismapanam, wonderful, Swasya, of his own, Cha, and Sobhagaridhe, of the opulent, Param, supreme, Padam, ultimate stand, Bhushana, ornament, Bhushana Angam, of the ornaments. Translation. The Lord appeared in the mortal world by his internal potency, Yogamaya. He came in his eternal form, which is just suitable for his pastimes. These pastimes were wonderful for everyone, even for those proud of their own opulence, including the Lord himself in his form as the Lord of Vaikuntha. Thus, his, Sri Krishna's, transcendental body is the ornament of all ornaments. So actually the purport was read and studied, analyzed yesterday by Maharaj. We will continue with text 13. Yadharma sunor bataraj suye niriksha drik swastya yanam triloka katsnina chadye hagatam vidhatur arvakshritav kaushalam ityamanyata. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. All the demigods from the upper, lower, and middle universal planetary systems assembled at the altar of the Rajasuya sacrifice performed by Maharaj Yudhishthir. After seeing the beautiful bodily features of Lord Krishna, they all contemplated that he was the ultimate dexterous creation of Brahma, the creator of human beings. Purport. There was nothing comparable to the bodily features of Lord Krishna when he was present in this world. The most beautiful object in the material world may be compared to the blue lotus flower or the full moon in the sky. But even the lotus flower and the moon were defeated by the beauty of the bodily features of Lord Krishna. And this was certified by the demigods, the most beautiful living creatures in the universe. The demigods thought that Lord Krishna, like themselves, was also created by Lord Brahma. But in fact, Brahma was created by Lord Krishna. It was not within the power of Brahma to create the transcendental beauty of the Supreme Lord. No one is the creator of Krishna. Rather, he is the creator of everyone. As he says in Bhagavad Gita 10:8, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate. End of purport. Om agyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chuksurun militam yanatasmai shri gurave namaha. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripata maham bande shri gurum dinataranam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Akshno Falam Todrisha Darshanam Hi Tenor Falam Todrisha Gatra Sangha Jiva Falam Todrisha Kirtanam Hi Sudurlava Bhagavata Hriloke Bancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Potitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Namaha Janulambita Bujokana Kavadata Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Takshau Vishwambaro Duyavaro Yuga Dharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro Yadharma Sunur Bhataraj Suye Niriksha Drik Swastya Yanam Triloka Katsnina Chadiha Gatam Vidhatur Arvakshritao Kaushalam Ityamanyata. All the demigods from the upper, lower, and middle universal planetary systems assembled at the altar of the Rajasuja's sacrifice performed by Maharaj Yudhishthira. After seeing the beautiful bodily features of Lord Krishna, they all contemplated that he was the ultimate dexterous creation of Brahma, the creator of human beings. So, very nice chapter for the occasion, the season. It is the season. So very nice chapter for the season. Actually, it is one of my favorite chapters in Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the first six verses we may read with profit. Very nice chapter. Remembrance of Lord Krishna. Actually, this is what our Krishna consciousness movement is meant for. This is what Srila Prabhupada came to give us, as he has described in the very nice song with which we started today's class. So here in chapter 2 at the beginning, you may remember that Uddhava is being questioned by Vidura. Uddhava had been a very close associate of Lord Krishna. And now Lord Krishna had departed and Uddhava had remained, and Vidura wanted to hear from Uddhava, who had been instructed directly from Lord Krishna. So Sri Shukadev Goswami said, when the great devotee Uddhava was asked by Vidura to speak on the messages of the dearest, Lord Krishna, Uddhava was unable to answer immediately due to excessive anxiety at the remembrance of the Lord. He was one who, even in his childhood, at the age of 5 years, was so absorbed in the service of Lord Krishna that when he was called by his mother for morning breakfast, he did not wish to have it. Uddhava thus served the Lord continually from childhood, and in his old age, that attitude of service never slackened. As soon as he was asked about the message of the Lord, he at once remembered all about him. For a moment, he remained dead silent, and his body did not move. He became absorbed in the nectar of remembering the Lord's lotus feet in devotional ecstasy, and he appeared to be going increasingly deeper into that ecstasy. It was so observed by Vidura that Uddhava had all the transcendental bodily changes due to total ecstasy, and he was trying to wipe away tears of separation from his eyes.
Thus Vidura could understand that Uddhava had completely assimilated extensive love for the Lord. The great devotee Uddhava soon came back from the abode of the Lord to the human plane, and wiping his eyes, he awakened his reminiscence of the past and spoke to Vidura in a pleasing mood. So we'll read this purport from Prabhupada explaining this whole section. When Uddhava was fully absorbed in the transcendental ecstasy of love of God, he actually forgot all about the external world. The pure devotee lives constantly in the abode of the Supreme Lord, even in the present body, which apparently belongs to this world. The pure devotee is not exactly on the bodily plane, since he's absorbed in the transcendental thought of the Supreme. When Uddhava wanted to speak to Vidura, he came down from the abode of the Lord, Dwarka, to the material plane of human beings. Even though a pure devotee is present on this mortal planet, he is here in relation to the Lord for engagement in transcendental loving service, and not for any material cause. A living entity can live either on the material plane or in the transcendental abode of the Lord in accordance with his existential condition. The conditional changes of the living entity are explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the instructions given to Srila Rupa Goswami by Lord Sri Chaitanya. Quote, "The living entities all over the universes are enjoying the effects of the respective fruitive results of their own work, life after life. Out of all of them, some may be influenced by the association of pure devotees and thus get the chance to execute devotional service by attainment of taste. This taste is the seed of devotional service, and one who is fortunate enough to have received such a seed is advised to sow it in the core of his heart. As one cultivates a seed by pouring water to fructify it, the seed of devotional service sown in the heart of the devotee may be cultured by pouring water in the form of hearing and chanting of the holy name and pastimes of the Lord. The creeper of devotional service, so nourished, gradually grows, and the devotee, acting as a gardener, goes on pouring the water of constant hearing and chanting. The creeper of devotional service gradually grows so high that it passes through the entire material universe and enters into the spiritual sky, growing still higher and higher until it reaches the planet Goloka Vrindavan. The devotee gardener is in touch with the abode of the Lord even from the material plane by dint of performing devotional service to the Lord simply by hearing and chanting. As a creeper takes shelter of another stronger tree, similarly the creeper of devotional service nourished by the devotee takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord and thus becomes fixed. When the creeper is fixed, then the fruit of the creeper comes into existence, and the gardener who nourished it is able to enjoy this fruit of love, and his life becomes successful." Unquote. That Uddhava attained this stage is evident from his dealings. He could simultaneously reach the supreme planet and still appear in this world. So, we are analyzing Uddhava's reaction. And we are analyzing his reaction in the form of his explanations, what he spoke to Vidura on being prompt by him. And as we read from Srila Prabhupada, in Srila Prabhupada's purports, on the one hand, it appeared that Uddhava was lamenting very much not having gone with the Lord. And this lamentation, these feelings in separation, are not actually a defect or actual or mundane suffering, but we understand that this is the highest position to be able to feel even in the absence of the loved one. So there are many instructions by Srila Prabhupada in this regard, that this is actually our position. A few months ago, I was traveling in South America, and in Peru, they were analyzing a particular section of First Canto, very nice section. And I happened to go to Prabhupada's lectures. Now we have these nice books with all of Prabhupada's lectures on Srimad Bhagavatam. So I went to Prabhupada's lecture on that particular day, the particular text that they were studying in Peru. And the text was speaking, so there's some very nice explanation by Srila Prabhupada explaining this subject matter as we should see it in our movement, in our own personal lives. The instance is that Krishna was leaving Hastinapur, you may remember, and it is, I believe, chapter 10 in Srimad Bhagavatam. He's leaving Hastinapur for Dwarka. So one particular moment, the women, the queens of Hastinapur and other ladies are being, they're being described here, what's their reaction? So the text reads, "The female relatives, whose eyes were flooded with tears out of anxiety for Krishna, came out of the palace. They could only stop their tears with great difficulty. They feared that tears would cause misfortune at the time of departure." So Srila Prabhupada explains this very nicely in the whole class. We will read the last two pages of the transcription, as it is very enlightening to understand this position, how the devotee, like Prabhupada says in fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, very nicely, very important statement in fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that the devotee meets Krishna face to face in the order of his spiritual master. And Prabhupada has some strong words there, saying that instead of trying to look for Krishna behind some bush in Vrindavan, the devotee should try to see Krishna in this way, which is he meets Krishna face to face, Prabhupada says, in the instruction of the spiritual master. So this is a very important concept in our Krishna conscious life, as is being exemplified by Uddhava in his feelings when he remained here after Krishna departed, and as it has been exemplified by the Acharyas, and we have received so nicely by Srila Prabhupada, like in the following statement. So this Krishna consciousness movement is very serious and important. Here are the signs how they love Krishna. One side, they cannot check the tears coming out. Krishna is going away. Another side, if I shed tears, then there may be inauspicity. How much perplexity, these two sides, dilemma, between the horns of Sila and Charybdis. That is the position. You know the saying? Anyway, you have that ordinary saying in English, between a hard rock and a hard place. What is that? Between a rock and a hard place, something like that. Dilemma. Between the horns of Sila and Charybdis. That is the position. The lover, intense love creates such situation. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited, Yugayitam Nimeshina Chakshusha Prabhishayitam Shunyayitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. Without seeing Govinda, the whole world is vacant. This is love. Let me try to become Krishna conscious. If it is done, all right. If it is not done, I shall remain in my position. What is the loss? Not like that. One must be so eager that without Krishna consciousness, one should become mad. One should become mad. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, separation, not direct contact. Direct contact is not possible. Neither that is the way of worshipping by the method of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is Sahaja Vada. I am talking with Krishna. Krishna is gnashing my cloth. There is a book one lady has written, her experience, that Krishna comes, he talks with her and snatches her cloth. She has written openly. But this is not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's way. This is Sahaja Vada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never said, this is the Parakiya Rasa, one should have one woman. No. He observed complete sannyas life. Rather, there was very, very severe, rigid restriction about women. But now these sahajas, they are going on in the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Aula, Baula, Kartabhaja, Neda, Daravesh, Shani Sahaya, Saki Beki, like that. So many. There are Appa Sampradaya. Real Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya is that he should be feeling like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, separation. Not Samboga, union or meeting. Vipralamba. Vipralamba Seva. Oh, I am so wretched. I could not serve Krishna. How I can see Krishna? It is not possible. In this way. That is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But even though I do not see him, neither it is possible for me to see him. Means what I am. I am an insignificant person. Why Krishna will come and see me? This is right. Why shall I aspire after seeing Krishna? What qualification I have got? This is bhajan. This is bhajan. Why should I be proud that now I shall see Krishna? What I am? That is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ashlisha vapada ratam pinashtu mam marmahatam karotu va adarshanat. Adarshana. Without giving me audience, you kill me. You break my heart. Still, you are my Lord. You are my worshipable Lord, nobody else. This is love. This is love. Asan Krishna goloi dib noibo bheja tot. Not like that. Krishna may not come. I may not see Krishna for thousands and thousands of lives. I may rot in the hellish condition of life for many, many births. That doesn't matter. Still, I cannot give up Krishna consciousness. This is required. I may be sent to hell, heaven. It doesn't matter. What qualification I have got that I want to see back home, back to Godhead? It is not so easy. It is not so easy thing. So why should I be sorry for that? I should be happy even in the hell simply by thinking of Krishna. That is wanted. That is wanted. That is Krishna consciousness. So here is the example. This is very nice how Prabhupada explains the instance of the queen's crying. Here is the example. Tears are coming out by force. Oh, Krishna is going away. At the same time, they want to check. There may not be anything inauspicious for Krishna. They are thinking Krishna, they are thinking for Krishna, not for their personal self. Oh, I am now crying. I have become very much fortunate. I am crying for Krishna. No, my crying will create inauspicity for Krishna. I must check it. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Anyway, so as we see, Srila Prabhupada always taught us, we now have the example of Uddhava. And the very nice thing about Uddhava's example is the importance of Krishna Katha. Precisely how our meeting with Krishna, our relationship with Krishna, is through the Krishna Katha, through hearing and speaking about Him. Today's text tells us how there is so much to speak about Krishna, how there is description of Krishna on this particular day in which the outside world, if I may say like that, are celebrating some religious occasion. But as we well know, how much are they truly celebrating the occasion or properly celebrating the occasion, what they are meant to celebrate? Whether even most of them know what they're supposed to celebrate. Just like we have the appearance and disappearance days of our acharyas, and they are very properly observed. Actually, in South America, it is very ironic that here, that Easter week, it is called in South America, I haven't heard it's called like that here, but in Spanish it is called the Holy Week, the saintly week. And in particular, almost in every country in South America, it is well known, this is a week to become drunkard, to become drunk. It is a particular devoted, that week. It is when, like the particular country I come from, it is where the car accidents go up, and all the, anyway, because of drunkards on the street. So everybody goes to the beaches, the city is completely empty. And and this is how they commemorate, actually celebrate the disappearance of Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, for anyway, for myself and others who come from there and from those places, we know very well it's very contradictory. So on this occasion that, as I said in the beginning, we are prompted to meditate on so many things, we should, just as Uddhava here has the real thing, the real object of meditation, Lord Krishna. And by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, just like yesterday's verse and today's verse, so many nice descriptions are giving, unbelievable descriptions of God, of Krishna. It is the unique contribution of this Krishna consciousness movement that tells us exactly who to meditate on, how to meditate. Actually, how to meditate is not so difficult once you know who to meditate on. Then it becomes automatic. Very easy, just like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, man mana bhava mat bhakto. Concentrate your mind in me.